You're listening to SBS News.
We are unstoppable, another world is possible. We are unstoppable, another world is possible.
She is a 16-year-old Swedish girl who started a global movement. Standing with her peers at the COP25 summit in Madrid, Greta Thunberg demands action on climate change. In a speech on Tuesday at the summit, Ms. Thunberg told delegates governments are not taking climate change seriously.
Finding holistic solutions is what the COP should be all about. But instead, it seems to have turned into some kind of opportunity for countries to negotiate loopholes and to avoid raising their ambition.
Ms. Thunberg says business and political leaders are misleading the public by making false pledges and double-counting carbon credits.
The politics needed does not exist today, despite what you might hear from world leaders. And I still believe that the biggest danger is not inaction. The real danger is when politicians and CEOs are making it look like real action is happening when, in fact, almost nothing is being done apart from clever accounting and creative PR.
The activist cited scientific reports that repeatedly assert warming above 1.5 degrees for the planet would be catastrophic. She also said pledges to reduce emissions were not enough, insisting greenhouse gases needed to be brought to zero.
So please tell me, how do you react to these numbers without feeling at least some level of panic? How do you respond to the fact that basically nothing is being done about this without feeling the slightest bit of anger? And how do you communicate this without sounding alarmist? I would really like to know.
Ms. Thunberg wasn't the only one venting concern at the summit's plenary session. Greenpeace International Executive Director Jennifer Morgan also addressed delegates.
The solutions are affordable and right in front of our faces. But where are the champions? Where are the leaders? And where are the adults in the room?
And then there was 22-year-old youth activist Hilda Nakaboye, who spoke of the effects of climate change on her country, Uganda.
I am the voice of the dying children, displaced women, and people suffering at the hands of climate crisis created by rich countries. Voices from the global south deserve to be heard.
Greta Thunberg, who began her climate campaign with solitary protests outside the Swedish parliament beginning in August last year, has also just been named Time magazine's 2019 Person of the Year. An annual issue of the United States news magazine profiles a person, a group, an idea or an object that, for better or worse, has done the most to influence the events of the year. She joins a long list of powerful leaders who've been given the title, like Barack Obama, Angela Merkel, and the Pope. Participants at the COP25 talks welcomed the decision.
She's doing a very great work, and it's a work that everybody needs to appreciate.
Having a representative of citizens standing tall, having Greta kind of provoke the reaction of moral necessity and responsibility is critical, and she's doing an amazing job at it.
In a phone interview, Ms. Thunberg told reporters she was surprised and grateful for the title, but she says it belongs to the greater climate movement being undertaken by thousands around the world.
As I said before, I should not be the one to be person of the year. It should be everyone in the Fridays for Future movement, because what we have done together.
Ms. Thunberg will now travel by electric car to join another climate strike in the Italian city of Torino before heading back home to Sweden. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.